All right, good morning. It's Power Start today, y'all. I am so glad to be here in the land of the living. How about you? All right. Can we vibe with that for a minute while you go and get dressed for family and say, wake up? It's Financial Freedom Friday, and the millionaire is on. Listen, we're about to close out the 7 things that rich people do that others don't. I got this one. All right, you ready? Say you're ready. Say you're ready. I'm ready. You ready? All right. Okay. I just wanted to do that with you this morning because we made it. It's Financial Freedom Friday, and it is also episode 1215 of Power Start Your Day. So all I can tell you is that we are here. We are here to reawaken your spirit, resuscitate your passion, and renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, because he wants you to be healthy and wealthy in every area of your life. Oh my gosh, that comes with utilizing and walking in your rights as a believer. I am just so excited. I'm actually heading on to the AAU conference out of town. I'm so glad to be able to travel with my baby with this dream. And I could not have done it if I didn't follow some of these things that we're discussing. Now let's go ahead, and we are really gonna dive in, as I did give you some of the bullet points. I got them ready for you on the 7 things that rich people do that others don't. And we are gonna rock this on today. I am telling you right now that it's extremely important that you understand that you have the opportunity to be wealthy too, rich in every way. I know you're going to have some people out here that's going to be like, oh, rich is not the same thing as wealthy, and wealthy is for a lifetime, and rich is just running out of money. No, that's not what I'm talking about. We're talking about rich 360 degrees in your spirit, in your mind, as well as your money. So that obviously means that you have a profitable business. What I am discussing with you is you feeling good enough that you're not even petty no more. How about that? I want to talk with you about not being hearers, but being doers. And our scripture for today is coming out of the book of James, chapter 1, verse 25. And it says, but the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing. He will be blessed in his doing. Oh, God is saying it's time to do what you hear. That's one of the things that wealthy people do. I mean, I'm gonna call it what you want. What would you like it to be called? Rich or wealthy? Wealthy or rich? What does that mean to you? And how quickly would you like to get there? I want to take a look at a wrap up. Take a snapshot of this. These are the 7 things we've been discussing all week long. You can also go to pigmillionaireclub.com and click the blog and go find it. But here are some of the things that you must get serious about, as we told you about being unequally yoked. with unbelievers. We're not talking about religion here. We're talking about people who don't believe in you, don't believe in your vision. And if they don't believe in you and their vision, they got a problem with what God gave you. I want you to start hanging out with people who believe in you, who know you're amazing. Stop being more choosy. Trust me, you ain't losing nothing when you stop hanging around haters. You ain't losing nothing. I need you to know that there is a huge, huge benefit for those who will set and pursue financial goals. Setting and pursuing financial goals. Wow. You mean writing things down and making it plain? We talk about that all the time. At the Pink Millie Shop, we have the vision board that you can get. And actually, I want you to know that writing it down and making it plain, the book of Habakkuk tells us to do it. And it works. It's how you can manifest. When you write it down, you make it plain, you read it, you're going to run on it. Now you can manifest it. Rich people manifest all the time because they write things down. And they pursue what they write down. And they manage and invest their money regularly. Compound interest is the eighth wonder of the world. Albert Einstein tells us that. I need you to know that your money needs to work harder than you. This is something that we're so stressed out about how do we make more money? And we're so trained that we're only supposed to work for money. But if you work for money and put the money that you work for to work, eventually it's gonna take on a life of its own to give you a better life. Oh my mercy, this is so good. If this is good, I need you to say this is good. So now you wanna focus on having multiple streams of income that's tax smart. Streams of income, do you know there's a totally different tax system for business owners? You've got to be an entrepreneur. And then you want to now take that money and invest it in things like real estate because you can actually have tax benefits for real estate. You want to invest it in other types of businesses or income streams that are tax smart. You have a business and you're paying to grow your business, for marketing, you're paying payroll. These are tax smart businesses, as well as having and starting your own family bank. Super tax smart. We did a masterclass yesterday on becoming a family banker. It was packed out. And literally, we only had a few days that we were sharing this. I am telling you right now, if you have not done this already, you want to go ahead and set up a consultation, learn more about it. We have a few people who literally acted first. I mean, I don't know if within the first 5 minutes outside of the masterclass, there were 30 people who signed up. Like first 5 minutes, it was ding, 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 ding. But I know there's some people who say, you know what, I want to learn a little bit more, or I missed it. Go to familybanker.info and go ahead and register for a consultation with us so we can talk to you about what your options are on becoming a family banker. And then now you can actually take that money out of your own bank, borrow it out of your own bank that you control, and use that to purchase luxury items and things like that. Wealthy people, they pay themselves first with interest, and then they take that money and buy all the fancy things. Because what happens is, especially if you have a family bank, the money is still growing. Your money is still growing while you're using it doing other things. So even if you lose a little money in the stock market, which of course you keep it in long enough, it's gonna go back up. Lose a little money with crypto, okay, but you use it from your family bank. And you can also even give yourself a little stipend or a amount of money that you use to buy beautiful things like clothes and things like that. But while your money is still growing, and then rich people invest in mentors, professionals, so they can grow. They can grow. You're looking at a woman who have invested now over seven figures into personal, professional development, and well more than that into business to grow business. And I am telling you right now, you'll never go bankrupt betting on yourself. This is how you'll become unstoppable, unbreakable, and unshakable. I want you to know something. I love you, and I want you to really do well. I do. I've done such that I've dedicated my life to helping people do well. And I could not have done that if I hadn't invested in myself and took care of myself, knowing that that's necessary. So I have a long opportunity to keep serving people. I'm sure you have something that you would like to do. Another level you want to go to. And a lot of times it's money that stands in the way, right? You don't need that. What I want you to do is become a part of this movement. It could start with you starting your own bank. It could start with you becoming a Pink Millionaire. Remember, I mean, Pink Millies are crushing it. But either way it goes, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're here. I just need you to take action. I want you to not be afraid to do better. I want you to give yourself an opportunity. Be better than you've ever done, regardless of the state of the economy. This is your opportunity. This is your opportunity. I've enjoyed this series. The seven things that rich people do that others don't. Connecting the dots between the have and have nots, where people are not having to worry anymore. The ones who take action. The ones who take action. I mean, take one other look at the word of God, the truth. James 1:25. But the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing. Let's get to doing. Good stuff to make impact. OMG. If you haven't done this already, let's do it. Go to familybanker.info, familybanker.info. Set up a chat with me. What are your family goals? What would you like to do? Let's get it done. See you soon.